It's been such a big week for you and for your family. Walk us through what the last couple of days have been like.
Basically, a couple of days, you know, my mama got in the halfway house. Still ain't able to travel. I was going to try to get her to this first game, but she won't be able to make it. So we're working on something else. You know, it's a certain amount of days until she can travel. But besides that, you know, it's good to have her out finally.
What was that moment like when you finally heard those words and knew that she had been released?
It was crazy. It was actually the night before. You know, she was supposed to get out on, what was it, Monday or Tuesday?
Yesterday,
no,
I think.
No, yes, yesterday, but she got out Monday night at 12. And she called me. She was, oh, I can't sleep. It was probably about 12 this time, so she was up at 2. And she called me. It was like, you know, I'm going home. My auntie asked me when to go pick up. So, you know, it was exciting. I was happy for her. You know, I was hoping, you know, try to get out here. I'll try to go see her, but, you know, I got a, you know, work day with me, and then she can't travel right now.
So she's not able to travel at this point. Do you have any idea when she will be able to travel?
Not yet. You know, I got to talk to the probation officer, and hopefully I can talk to him tomorrow and see, you know, see what, you know, what we can do, you know, because I want to get out here to a game before the season over with. Right now they say it's 60 days before she can travel, but, you know, I'm going to try to get out here before then.
Every morning you write daily affirmations, thanking God for another day. Did your message change yesterday or today?
Not at all. It's still the same. You know, it's just a blessing to have her out now. She can finally, you know, probably get a chance to come see me play live. And that's all she's been talking about.
Emmanuel was just saying that you were walking around showing all your teammates pictures of her and stuff.
I didn't show everybody. I showed a couple people. I showed my coaches, Coach Stoolsville and Tyke. I showed Emmanuel and Vaughn. He gone. But, yeah, I showed him. You know, she sent me a picture earlier today. Got a little orange and blue on. She kind of excited.
Give you goosebumps when you look at that picture?
Yeah. You know, I ain't saw it like that in a long time.
You know, although she's not going to be here, DT, it's got to bring a little bit of significance that she's actually going to be free and being able to watch you on TV.
You know, that's big. She's always been either in jail or in a halfway house. And being able to be with family and my sisters and nephew and nieces, it's amazing. You know, now I can talk to her or call her after the game. I ain't got to wait till her call me. So it's going to be a big difference.
You guys will continue that tradition.
How emotional has this week been for you?
Haven't been too emotional. It's a little emotional. You know, I'm excited about it and wishing she was here. You know, you got people all, you're going to have a great game. Mom's going to be around. But I'm happy still. Very happy. She's happy. You know, we've been talking a lot more lately. So the main thing is, you know, still just going out and trying to do my job.
Is she with family now?
Yeah, she was her sister right now.
And will you guys still continue then your tradition on Sunday of talking before and after the game?
Every day. I get probably 12 texts out the day now. She finally know how to text. We'll talk, you know, before the game and after the game.
Did she tell you, is there one thing that she wanted to do when she got out, something that she wanted to eat or go do or see?
All she's been talking about is racing me. She thinks she can outrun me for some reason. That's all she's been talking about. And first other thing, she was like, she wanted to get a Walkman. People don't even use Walkmans no more. So we're going to try to get her some music on her new phone she got.
You can let her win that race, though, right?
No. No, because she'll brag forever. No. So I let her race my sisters. If she can beat her, then that's okay. But she's not going to beat me.
You guys have always been competitive, haven't you?
Always. Since I was a little kid, you know, either playing basketball or running against each other. It's always competing against each other.
Have you thought about how that first hug is going to feel when you actually get to see her?
I'm hoping they'd be here. You know, I don't really, you know, I know it'd be emotional. I'm sure I'd break down and start crying, and sure she will too, because it'd be her first time. You know, even probably on the plane to come to Denver. First time in Denver, so, you know, it'll be a little emotional, but I'll be very excited.